What is the prophecy? Everybody claims that he's a prophet. Now there is a guy in this ISIL or Daesh or whatever the name is. Thinks that I'm the caliph, I'm Eid. I don't know if you have heard about the prophets so much. Have you? Any of you? No, you cannot, because it's not in your culture. If you were Iranian, one of the most famous specialty of Iranians is creating a prophet. The oldest prophet that anyone could remember is Persian, and the latest one who was not killed and he ran away and so on is Iranian, because that's the culture of giving these lectures. So there is a lot of them, but here you will see a special one. Remember, we are not telling a story here. We are making up stories to tell you what you needed to know about this bewilderment. One of these is, okay, everybody claims that they know who is who. In this story, you will have some keys to who is who. Peter.
Story of a person who claimed to be a prophet. They said to him, "What hast thou eaten, that thou hast become crazy and are talking in vain?" He replied, "If I had found anything to eat, I should not have become crazy and talked in vain. For whenever they speak goodly words to people unworthy to hear them, they will have talked in vain, although they are commanded to talk thus in vain."
Okay. Did you get into complication? Complication is like this. First of all, they said, "What did you eat to say these nonsenses?" He said, "What nonsense? Haha, there are people that they are talking nonsenses, but they are not talking nonsense. They are talking something to a group of people who are not the listeners for this kind of talking. That's how it works." Yes.
A certain man was saying, "I am a prophet. I am superior to all the prophets." They bound his neck and took him to the king, saying, "This man says he is a prophet sent by God." The people gathered round him as ants and locusts, crying, "What deceit and imposture and trap is this? If he that comes from non-existence is a prophet, we are all prophets and grand. We came hither as strangers from that place. Why shouldst thou be specially endowed, O accomplished one? Did not ye come like a sleeping child? Ye were ignorant of the way and the destination. Ye passed through the stages asleep and intoxicated, unconscious of the way and ups and downs."
Okay, what's going on? First of all, there is a guy who said, "I'm a prophet." They grab his neck and they bring him to the king. The people will get around him. How? Because when in Persian language they will say locust, ants and locust, it has a special meaning. It's not those words. When the crowd is inorganized and crowded like that, they will say this is like ant. Because those animals, to them, they don't know why they group together and stick together and that kind of stuff. So everybody is around him just because being there. Not for a reason, not for logic, not for liking or disliking. They're all around and they claim that, "Hey, if being a prophet is that easy, all of us are the prophet. Why are you special? We are all prophets. Remember this. Why do they think that? Because when this conversation comes out, when this subject is here, everybody deep down thinks that I know it. Somehow I could be that prophet. So here everybody will claim that I could be that. What's so special about you? You came here like all of us. You went back to that verse that I repeated today for you. Said, listen, you're coming from a path and you don't remember the path. You have been through so many different stages, but you don't remember it. So what is special about you?
We set out in wakefulness and well from beyond the 5 and the 6 to the 5 and 6. Having perceived the stages from the source and foundation, possessed of experience and knowing the way like guides, they said to the king, put him to the rack that a person of his sort may never speak such words. The king saw that he was very thin and infirm, so that such an emaciated man would die at a single blow. How is it possible to torture or beat him, since his body has become as a glass? But I will speak to him kindly and say, why dost thou boast of high estate?
Okay, here you're being introduced to the attitude of the king. Okay, everybody is thinking like this, that we are like you, and so on, so on, and so on, to the king, and torture him. The king thinks that, what's the use? First of all, he's looking at him, the guy is so tinny, because he was hungry. He's so tinny that if you beat him, he will die. So what's the use? He thought, maybe, okay, if I kindly try to investigate it, it works. Yes.
For here, harshness is no use. It is by gentleness that the snake puts forth its head from the hole. He caused the people to withdraw from around him. The king was a gracious man, and gentleness was his way.
You see, Rumi here is appreciating the king. Why? He's saying all these good words about the king. Why? Because this king is the good one for him, and it's showing to you. What was her first reaction? To get rid of this. What do you call it? This
pop.
This. No.
Mob, no,
there isn't. Another one for this, all the, they take their pictures, they surround
them.
Paparazzi. These paparazzi. He gets rid of them because he will understand that talking about this subject doesn't work in public. This is Rumi to me. This is not the story. Rumi is telling me that, first of all, understand that conversation about this subject could not be in public. We are talking about this very sensitive moment. Yes.
Then he bade him be seated and asked him concerning his dwelling place, saying, where hast thou thy means of livelihood and refuge? He replied, O king, I belong to the abode of peace. I have come from the road to this abode of blame.
Okay, here is playing with the words. I don't know if it makes sense in English. Abode of peace. But he will say, I'm from the house of that word salam, which is solemn, which is healthy, which is peaceful, that peace. I'm from that house of the peace, and I have arrived in this house of Malam means picking to you, somehow not appreciating you and confronting you. That's Malamat, right? Yes. Yep.
I have neither home nor any companion. When has a fish made its home on the earth? Again the king answered him, saying by way of jest, what hast thou eaten, and what provision hast thou for the morning meal? Hast thou appetite? What didst thou eat at daybreak, that thou art so intoxicated and boastful and blustering? He replied, if I had bread, dry or moist, how should I lay claim to prophecy?
Aha! This is the first answer. The serious one. First he said, where are you from? He said, I'm from a peaceful space and I'm here to be bothered by all of you. Okay, what did you have to eat? What did you eat to be this crazy and talk like this? He said, Eddie, if I had something to eat, why should I claim to be a prophet? What does it mean to you? If you pay attention, you will see that. Listen and look carefully. The prophets are not here for bread. They are not here to be fed. It's exactly the opposite. They are here, they feed you with knowledge. So they don't do it as a business. It's not for bread. Here you say, if I had a bread, I would not claim this. Yeah. Yes?
To claim to be a prophet amongst these people is like seeking a heart from a mountain. No one sought intellect and heart from mountains and rocks. None sought understanding and apprehension of a difficult point of discourse.
Translation of the diamond. Said, okay, the first subject was, if I had a bread, I wouldn't do this. Second, let me be in his place to do this to the king. That, you silly fellow, you're just looking at me? What about these people? This is a two-sided story. One side of the story is me claiming to be prophet. What about the rest of them? Look at these people. Yes.
Whatever you say, the mountain replies the same. It makes a mock, like the scoffers. What relation exists between this folk and the message? Who can hope for life from a soulless thing?
Aha. Yes. You're blaming me? I'm trying to fool them? Look at these people. First of all, whatever they hear, they repeat. We're sitting down talking and say, huh, Mao Zedong said this. The other one will say, blah, blah, blah said this. So these are this group of people. They hear something, they repeat it. So are they worthy of receiving something? Look at them. For them, this prophecy is like you're waiting for this chair to become alive. That's not a living creature. Means this group of people to me, they are not living creatures. They're the animals. Yes?
If you bring a message concerning a woman or gold, they will all lay before you their money and lives. A sweetheart in such and such a place invites thee. She is in love with thee. She knows thee. But if you bring the honey-like message of God, come to God, although thou who hast a good covenant, go from the world of death towards the provision. Since everlastingness is possible, do not be perishing. They will seek thy blood.